This is called Talking Street Witness Blues. Really, it's about when I first got converted. And there are all kinds of long-haired freaks and weirdos getting saved and driving the church crazy. And I wrote this really about my experiences of how not to witness. Only thing is, it's got to be done with an American accent. Not that I'm knocking Arthur Blessett or Billy Graham or anybody else. Just that it doesn't rhyme otherwise. Well, when I got saved, it was made. Just all I could see was God be praised. His love was full, his grace was sweet. Nearly knocked me off my feet and changed my life. I used to hang around with a bunch of scruffy, hairy hippies. Now I assemble myself together with scruffy, hairy Christians. Well, I wanted to know more about him and how to turn my back on sin, so I cut my hair, had a shave, even washed my jeans so all my friends would know I was saved. Then I went to church, learned to pray, read my Bible every day. Well, I didn't know too much about dogmas and catechisms and all them other religious animals, but I knew Jesus. I was happy. Then I heard about this meeting that shouldn't be missed, taken by some kind of evangelist. Well, the place was packed from wall to wall, and some folks were standing at the back of the hall. Then that little old evangelist man stood up. Well, he commenced talking and preaching and jumping up and down and shouting and screeching and stamping his feet and waving his fist, screaming, everybody got to be an evangelist. There was people passing out and the choir was singing, my head was spinning and my ears was ringing, and everyone agreed it was a lively meeting. Well, I started thinking about what he'd said. The words of the Great Commission were buzzing round my head. So I got myself some gospel tracts, stuck Smile, God Loves You stickers on my back, and got started. I went past the Rose and Crown, it was just on closing time. Guy came out trying to walk like Frankenstein. So I started to tell him about Adam and the fall. He just pulled a bottle from his pocket and leaned against the wall. I tried to smile. I said, hey, don't you think you've had a few too much? He looked vaguely in my direction and said, I'm as sober as a judge. I said, you're a sinner. He said, no, I'm not. I said, yes, you are. He said, no, I'm not. I said, you are. He said, so are you. I said, so are you too. He said, no, I'm not. It was a real deep theological discussion. He got kind of mad and I went home that night with a beer shampoo and a case of mild concussion. Well, next day I spied this little old man. He was walking down the street, didn't have nothing in his hand. So put on the best glad tidings smile. Said, excuse me, sir, would you like to talk a while? He said, nope. So I gave him a tract, said, God bless you. He handed it back and said, I didn't sneeze. So I figured I'd try someone who was near my own age. Found a guy, told him getting saved was all the rage. I said I was a Christian. He nearly had a fit. He said we was all some kind of hypocrites. I said, oh, no, 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 not at all, I disagree. In fact, we Christians all take pride in our humility. And I told him straight, it is easier for a rich man to pass through the needle of a camel's eye. Well, anyway, you're a sinner. He said, no, I'm not. I said, forget it. So I got to thinking by this time, maybe I'd missed the point somewhere along the line. So I fell down on my knees to pray, let God's Spirit have his way. And I took a look to see what the Bible had to say. Well, it spoke to me about the branches on the vine, and how Jesus is the light, and he sure knows how to shine. And he's the head of one body, that's the church. And she's made of many members, and they've all got many different kind of works. Some pastors, some apostles, some prophets, some teachers, evangelists, administrators, and helps, and preachers. And they're all just like different kinds of organs and limbs, all working together, each one doing their own special thing. Because a foot is a foot, and a knee is a knee. A nose can't hear, and a mouth can't see. With our livers and our kidneys, you know, we'd all be a goner. So you see, the less lovely parts have the greater honor. And it seems to me now, if we all want the glory of the Lord to show, we should just do like you said, love one another. Then the world will know that we got something great. Yes, something that'll never die. We'll just praise the Lord while he's doing his thing. We won't even have to try. And then because we love him so much, maybe this old world will want to know why.